This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Actual economy-wise, this news, the International Monetary Fund weighed in with an update of its growth forecast this morning. In April, the IMF was figuring the U.S. economy would grow at a rate of 2.5% next year. That is now down to 2.1%. That bangs smack up against the hopes and dreams of the Trump administration, which is counting hard on an economy that grows at 3% a year to make its budget and legislative proposals make sense. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
The IMF downgraded its forecast because it's been looking at the same news headlines out of D.C. that the rest of us have.
Given the dysfunctionality in terms of the relationship between the executive branch and Congress, I believe the IMF reduced their expectations.
Campbell Harvey is professor of finance at Duke University. Expectations of what exactly? Well, like a lot of people, the IMF thought we were going to get tax reform and infrastructure spending sometime in the next year or two.
Infrastructure spending impacts GDP growth immediately when it's spent, but it also is very efficient in that it impacts GDP for many years in the future.
But if the political chaos around healthcare reform is any indication, we shouldn't hold our breath for infrastructure and tax reform, and the IMF sure is not. That does not mean, however, that the U.S. economy is circling the drain.
The economic fundamentals are still intact.
Peter Donisanu is investment strategy analyst at Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
We've seen unemployment down at multi-year lows. We've seen consumer spending continue to increase. Business investment continues to increase. International trade is also on the rebound. U.S. exports are at multi-year highs.
And at 2.1%, the U.S. is still expected to grow faster than average for advanced economies. And all of that is good news. But as nice as that is, the U.S. could be growing faster. Economically speaking, it's just not living up to its potential. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.